Our travel and tourism feature, we chat to Sipho Mkhwanazi, Regional Marketing and Communications Manager at Sanparks. Sipho, good morning.
Good morning, Wasang. How are you?
I am fantastic and looking forward to our chat this morning. Thank you for joining us.
Super stuff. I'm actually teasing you as I speak to you.
So in terms of the travel tips that you can give us, where do we start exactly? We know that local tourism is something that has intensified during the COVID-19 pandemic, and a lot of our provinces are in dire need of this very important aspect of our economy. We know that tourism specifically generates quite a large amount towards our GDP.
Yes, I think one of the first things that we don't do as local South Africans, and this is what the pandemic showed us, is the fact that we are not exploring our local destinations as much as we should be, you know. And I think that is fueled because we don't know our South Africa the way we should. So I compiled a few lists of travel tips for people to ensure that we go to our places, we know our destinations, and we actually travel and see the South Africa that we've been blessed with.
Where do we start, and why did you start there? Why are we starting there specifically?
All right. So number one, it's important to understand the destination that you're going to. Know what you're going to do there, which destination. So decide, okay, am I going to the beach? Am I going to, a city area? Am I doing a safari experience? Know what you want to do, because that is going to inform quite a lot of things from your budget and all that sort of stuff. So once you know that, that informs the list of things that you need to look out for. I'm going to go and speak about Sanparks National Week, because it's a big thing right now. This week, as we speak, all our national parks are free access for every South African with a green ID book. So all you need to do is just present your green ID book at your national park, and Bob's your uncle. So you need to know your destination for starters. Secondly, what transport am I using? Am I going to fly down? Am I going to bus down? Am I going to Uber down there? Am I going to drive down? See, all of those things will inform the sort of destination and the sort of trip that you're going to have. Mm-hmm. Third aspect, are you traveling alone or are you traveling with people? Not all of us are booked to travel with people, but it's just so much more frugal to travel, you know, with a group of friends and all that sort of stuff. And I mean, if you go to the Sanparks website, there's a beautiful travel stock file that people can access. You can come with a group of 10, pay your trips, and be able to see anything that you want to see in our national parks, all right? The fourth thing that we always fail to do when we go to our trips, an itinerary. So we get there, we spend our time bumming around, not doing things, because we didn't plan our time. So if you know that you're there for 30 days, or if you know that you're there for 3 days, for example, or a week, you need to know by the second, by the hour, be a drill sergeant and say, this is what we're going to do. We're doing rock climbing, we're doing bungee jumping, we're doing snorkeling, and all of that sort of stuff. And that will inform where you want to go and how you're going to spend your time. The fifth aspect, which is something that I always scream about, budget, 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 budget. When you have your itinerary, when you know your destination, when you know what you're going to be doing there, you're able to budget every rand and every cent to ensure that you are frugal and you don't waste money unnecessary during your trip. Those are the big five ones that I always, always speak about in my travel tips.
Mm. And the one thing, you mentioned the Sanparks National Week, and I'm a bit of a romantic, and I love picnics and all those kind of things, and the outdoors. I think it goes in combination with being a tree hugger as well. Can you tell us a bit more about the safety of our national parks? I've seen some horror stories related to couples being accosted at some of our national parks.
So one thing you will always know when you walk into any of our national parks, you are told about the safety concerns that are there. Each national park has got a different array. You know, it's got its own story to tell. It's got a different, different considerations that you need to take when you go in there. So there are some spots that can be dangerous, but you are warned in advance. So Take, for example, the Kruger National Park. When you're in the Kruger National Park, you cannot step out of your vehicle. You see what I'm saying? And some of our guests want to take a really beautiful picture of a lion, and all of a sudden, we now have a new story of somebody who, you know, who got hurt or anything like that. So when you go into your national park from the reception area, you are told this is what you need to look out for to ensure that you keep your safety and make sure that you keep others safe as well during your destination and your trip.
And my other something that I really am passionate about, or littering. How does it happen? Like, it doesn't make sense for me for people to disrespect the environment, just not even think about throwing a paper outside of their car window, or throwing a can, or even a cigarette stub in itself. Is it a mindset thing? Is it an environment thing? Is it a lack of awareness? How do we tackle this? I think it's a pandemic on its own.
It really is. It really is. And I think it's very important for us as people to understand that we need to leave spaces as they were, or leave them in a better condition when we go to them. So we try very much at the South African National Parks to educate people on why it is important to preserve and conserve our land, and to ensure that we are not littering, we're not, you know, throwing things around. I mean, sometimes you find areas where somebody threw a cigarette stub, and that causes a massive salt fire, because some of our national parks have got great grass biomes. I mean, you look at the Golden Gate Highlands National Park, you can't just throw anything as you're driving there. But that is something that we're doing. We're sensitizing people. We're educating people about these spaces, and we're teaching them that it is possible to have fun in a place without littering, and actually leaving it better than how you left it.
So I was taught, but I always talk in my appreciation for Mr. Prentice, my principal in primary school. I was taught at a very young age to appreciate the environment. If you see a piece of paper, pick it up and put it in the bin, whether anyone is looking or not. How do you change the mindset of an adult who's stuck in their ways, and in a way that's nonviolent? Because you may find yourself in a situation that is not too comfortable when you try and approach someone. How do you approach it in a way where you don't, of non-conflict?
Conversation, 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 public education, public education, public education. I think that it is definitely possible to be able to address such topics and such issues with people who are stuck in their ways by having proper and actual conversations with them. People are more enlightened when you speak to them, you know, from a grassroots level, you know, when you don't come at data and you don't come pointing fingers, but you have a conversation with someone and say, look at the error of your ways, look at how we can change this, this is what we can do, this is what we can try, and all that sort of stuff. And we've noticed that through our campaigns, through teaching people over and over again, people are changing their mindsets, and people are trying their best to take care of the environment.
That's Sipho Mkhwanazi, Regional Marketing and Communications Manager at SANParks, talking about 10 travel tips for your travel and tourism feature. Sipho, thank you so much for your time this morning. All the best.
Well, Sang, I have a beautiful day. Thank you so much.